the seven attitudes of the discerning heart. The second quality is generosity, the heart that gives itself fully to God and trusts His goodness. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, shows us the great yes of Mary.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
At the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel brings Mary a message she could never have imagined. She is told she will conceive and bear the Son of God. Her whole life will change in a moment. Mary's response is simple, yet profound. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." She does not ask for guarantees. She does not negotiate terms. She simply offers herself, completely and without reserve, into the hands of God. This is the heart of generosity, a willingness to give ourselves to God's plan, even when we do not fully understand it. True generosity is not only about giving possessions or time, but about offering our very selves. It means holding nothing back, trusting that God's will, though sometimes mysterious, is always rooted in love. In the discerning heart, generosity frees us. When we cling to control or keep parts of our lives closed off from God, we carry burdens He never meant for us to carry. But when we give ourselves wholly to Him, we discover a freedom and joy that only surrender can bring. St. Francis of Assisi is a shining example of this kind of generosity. Born into wealth, he renounced every privilege, not out of bitterness, but out of joy. He discovered that by giving up possessions, reputation, and comfort, he was free to live entirely for God. Francis did not simply give things away. He gave himself away. His life became a continual yes to God, echoing the fiat of Mary. In him, we see that generosity is not loss. It is the discovery of life in abundance. Now let us pause and consider how this speaks to us today. In what ways do we place conditions on our willingness to follow God's will? How can we practice generosity of heart today? When we pray, how can we echo Mary's words, "Let it be to me according to your word"? Lord God, you filled the Blessed Virgin Mary with grace so she could say yes without hesitation. Grant us a generous heart that holds nothing back from you. Through the example of St. Francis of Assisi, teach us to surrender everything in love. May our hearts echo Mary's fiat, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Through Christ our Lord. Amen. For more resources on the spiritual life, including additional podcasts, devotions, and reflections, visit us at discerninghearts.com.